Next case.
Case number 12,920. Elizabeth Russell seeks a variance from the front yard setback requirement for a proposed structure. Sections 115-82 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located northeast of Coastal Highway and west of Carolina Street within the Killens Edition subdivision. The 911 address is 38435 Carolina Street in Dewey Beach. The zoning district is C1. Tax parcel is District 334, map 20.09, parcel 168. We have one letter of support, one mail return, and zero opposition, and the applicant is seeking a 4-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement for a proposed attached shed.
Good evening, sir. Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Name is, excuse me, Ralph Timmons. Live at Dagsboro, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
You may present your case, sir.
Okay, Ms. Elizabeth, I work for Hickory Hill Builders and out of Dagsboro, and we're doing a remodel on her home that's probably about 65 to 75 years old. One of the pictures you can see there, it's got the old asbestos shingles that we have removed and the old original windows, and you can see the front stoop that was on the front of the house. That's where we're wanting to put the attachment to her house at, right there. And it is a smaller footprint than what this front stoop and step has taken up. Part of it is going to be a storage shed, but part of it is going to house the fireplace that she's putting inside the house, because it's an old house, small rooms, and just to give a little more room inside there. And you can see the pictures. It's just an old one. And so she's completely remodeling, new roof, new siding, new houses, and or new windows and doors. And we have built a sunroom, or building it, off to the side that has been permitted, but we have not done the shed until we hopefully get the variance. It is an area where there, well, that Forgotten Mile, I don't know how it ever got that name between Dewey and Rehoboth, but
it's not forgotten anymore.
Huh?
It's not forgotten anymore.
No, I guess that's true, Mr. Corman. I was there the other day looking at it and going, and I've got a video that I could show you. Right across the street, there is a housing complex, and I laid my tape down from the house, not going across her deck that goes out, and to the property line is only 14 feet. And there's a lot of variances in there that is different from this. And as I said, we're not going out any farther than what it had already been with the front stoop. So Miss Elizabeth lives over in Arlington, and I told her I saw no reason for her to be here. I don't want to say I thought it would be cut and dried, but I just saw no need of her having to ride for something like this. So, any questions?
Questions?
So Route 1 is the front yard or the front street, and Carolina Street is the side street?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So, given that, Mr. Timmons, where will the front of the house be? On Caroline?
Well, she will be coming in off of Carolina Street. That will be the entrance. She has never used this there.
Right.
We have built a sunroom coming off right here. Doesn't go beyond that boundary now.
Right.
Coming off, going up to here. And this will be her entrance coming in on this three little prong thing. We're putting a door there that goes in and one into the sunroom. But that will be her main entrance, and you can see where she does her parking there. But the front has never been utilized, and we'll be a foot shorter than what they've got there.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
I'm have a couple of questions about this existing covered entry. It looks, I'm trying to understand the survey I'm looking at here. It looks like the covered entry that's there now is about 4 foot deep. Does that sound right? Not the steps, the entry, the actual covered part itself.
It is 4 foot.
4 foot plus you've got three steps there.
Yes.
And then the new shed would be 6 foot deep.
That is correct.
So when you take the steps into consideration, it should actually be a little bit less non-compliant than what those steps were before.
That is correct.
Okay, so, okay, I'm understanding that correctly then. The proposed shed, 6x8, part of that's for the fireplace, but then part of that's, what's the rest used for? Lawn storage or?
Just storage that she's got, probably lawn chairs and okay. things from the beach.
Did you discuss with her the possibility of putting storage in the back where she wouldn't need a variance?
There's just not all of the room where she's got the steps going off for the shower and everything to do it in meeting the setbacks. And plus, we needed that room for the stove or the fireplace.
The fireplace. Okay. How much room do you need for that fireplace? About 2 foot or so?
Of the... Two foot in depth and 3 foot of width.
Okay. So about two foot of that 6 foot would be for the fireplace. And the dwelling itself was predates her. Somebody else put the house there. But she's adding the sunroom and two decks that she's added.
Yes.
Okay. Did you attempt or put any effort into seeing if there was a way you could put that shed somewhere in the back?
Briefly, I did not, because she had her architect that had done the plans that, you know, okay. I was involved on.
So until you came into the picture, it had kind of already been decided that this is what she wanted to do?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know if this lot is unique in comparison to the surrounding lots?
It's the smallest lot on the street.
Okay. So the other lots are larger than this
yes.
one? And did your company also build the fence for her?
No.
Okay. She's not here, is she?
No.
Okay.
She's in Arlington, or well.
Okay.
To the
yeah,
best of my
that's,
ability.
That's
her
too
daughter.
Bad. I wanted to ask about the fence because I noticed it goes 4 foot beyond her property. But if she's not here, I can't ask her about that. So.
No, well, her daughter has been sick for about 8 weeks, and it's been touch and go. And so that's
okay.
why I told her.
All right. Thank you.
Sir, I'll come back up here in case anybody else has any questions.
Okay.
Mr. Williamson?
Was there ever an entrance, which would never make sense to me, was there ever an entrance off of Route 1?
Yes, that...
There was?
Yeah, you can go to one of the pictures I had there. Okay. Or I say it was. It was built with the front door. Go back to the other picture. There was the front entrance. And I imagine prior to the dualization, that was the entrance.
Obviously wouldn't be safe... Today,
no.
maybe safe back then when it was built, but it probably doesn't make much sense today to have any kind of an entrance there.
Not on Route 1. It's better to be coming in the other way. And the odd thing to me, I mean, I love those old windows with the blue little bubbles in them and glass, and we are taking that door and window thing, and that's going to be the entrance from the house into the sunroom. It's off center. Because we have to meet code for away from stairs with tempered glass, but you don't want a piece of tempered glass in the bottom of it. And I ain't looking forward to moving that critter, but we're going to do it.
So would you say that led to kind of design, the design being the way it is currently, because you had to abandon that
yes.
and shift everything to the front? And you, I would say it's also unique, and you might, I'm pretty sure you would agree that it might be one of the few, I don't know how far Carolina Street goes back, but one of the few that has two where it meets at the corner, both roads.
Yes, and the odd thing, that house and the one that was right beside it, over here, both were on the boardwalk at Rehoboth, was moved here, and they cut the top off of this house and made that house. I mean, she goes back a long while.
Thank you.
Any discussions with the neighbors? No.
All of the neighbors. I mean, I've talked to several of them. Matter of fact, that's why we got a job. We've done two other jobs down there, and we're recommended by the neighbors, and the neighbors are just tickled to see this property being improved, because it was a weak link on Carolina Street.
There, when you come out to Route 1, will you put that additional one? Will that block the visibility any?
None whatsoever, because she's got a fence there.
Okay. There's no homeowners association there or anything?
No.
Is that well and septic, or?
Sewer and water.
Sewer and water. Mr. Sharp?
Notice in looking at this that there's, looks like a gap there between the property line, the edge of paving. Looks like we got a 5-foot sidewalk and maybe 7 or 8 feet from the sidewalk to the property line. Is that about accurate?
Well, it's what the surveyor put there, sir. I honestly don't know, but that's what I'm going to, I agree with you on what you're saying there.
And then as we, you know, one of the things that Ms. Norwood, Mr. Werfel brought up a point, and I happen to notice it as well, that fence that goes beyond the property line, do we know if there was a CO issue for that?
I can check. I do know the board.
I know we've granted a variance from a height variance for that.
I can try to pull the permit up.
Yeah, but I just happened to, Mr. Werfel brought it up, and I happened to see it too, and I thought it would probably be worth looking into that, because that does exceed quite a bit. And I seem to recall at the prior hearing, and I don't know if you would know this, but your client might, that there were testimony about eminent domain proceedings on the property, that the property used to be further towards Route 1 than it is now. When that house was there, it was further away from the road. Do you know anything about that?
I do not on that one, but I do know one other one on the opposite corner was, because he has a deed, you know, a property thing showing his right of way. Well, I...
When you say the opposite corner, you mean this other side of Route 1 or the other side of Carolina?
Carolina Street.
Okay. So the property across the street was larger and had had some takings done.
Yes.
Okay. All right, I have no further questions at this time. Thank you.
Is anyone present who is in favor of this case? Is anyone present who is in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board? At this time, I will close the public hearing for case 12920 for Ms. Elizabeth Russell. Entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve case number 12920 for Elizabeth Russell for the requested variance. I believe that the property does have unique physical conditions, that the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and that the variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Werfel.
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Williamson.
Aye.
Mr. Hastings.
Aye.
Dr. Carson.
Aye for my reasons.
And I too. So a vote of 5-0, sir, your case is approved.